Zuma Radio, the original greatest hits. Elton, I'm Still Standing, and I Will Survive. Gloria Gaynor on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Appropriate music for our guest. Ben Popjoy calls his story a real-life Forrest Gump kind of tale. Just like Forrest, this Mississauga man is running around the world to challenge himself, crush a bunch of marathons, and maybe set a new Guinness World Record, too. Ben joins us by phone from La Paz, Bolivia this morning. Great to connect with you, Ben.
Good morning, Sam and Jane.
Ben, okay, tell us, how many marathons have you run? How close are you to the record? And where the heck are you off to next?
Well, right now I've done 12 marathons across four countries in South America. And due to the elevation and wearing a 30-pound backpack, it's definitely a slow trot. So now in Bolivia for a few days to do some marathons here, and then off to Buenos Aires in Argentina.
Wow. Sounds amazing. The travel piece just sounds so exciting, and I just think you have the most incredible wife for letting you just go and live this dream, which is what we all want for the people we love. But it really is something that you are going to run around the world and hopefully set this record by the end of the year, right?
Yeah, that's the plan, 240 marathons in as many different countries as possible, and sharing stories along the way on my Instagram, as well as a free weekly newsletter where I'm trying to share all the kind of travel finds for people who love travel. So doing that and also trying to stay married, you know?
Yeah.
Very understanding.
So she's not with you. She's not at the finish line of these marathons.
No, she will be coming out each quarterly leg, and I'll be going home to see her. So that was part of the negotiation, which I 100% understand, obviously.
Ben, most people don't do what you've done because you have to run 239 marathons, and the vast majority of people don't run marathons, and they can't afford to quit their job. How did you come to this decision where you were in a position where you could do both of those things?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, 8 years ago, I was actually morbidly obese, and I started walking, and I lost 100 pounds in 8 months as I was giving out sandwiches to people in need in the streets of Toronto. And since then, it's been my passion. And given that I've developed this physical skill, I really wanted to be able to, test my mettle. And to do that, you know, it felt like the perfect time right now. The pandemic kind of upended the world. I don't take anything for granted. I'm in my early 40s, and I would like to do this while I can, as opposed to, you know, being in my 60s or 70s, where I financially may be able to, but maybe not physically. So just felt like time to go all chips in and have a big adventure over the course of 2023.
Yeah, but to Janie's point, how do you afford to travel around the world? There's no income from you, at least, and I know you have a family back here in Mississauga, so how do you square that?
Yeah, I mean, right now, this is like self-funded, it is what it is, but with all my kind of creative projects, I always leverage this to create opportunities thereafter. So I left the advertising world. It's a big year of creating content and beautiful images. And my hope is that is a calling card to something else. So I really see it as just a sunk cost.
So this is just a time to open a new door for you, because clearly you will do it because you've set out to do it. And barring an injury or some unforeseen circumstances, likely you will hit this record. What do you see down the road when you do make that change?
I don't know. I'm just taking it, you know, no pun intended, step by step, day by day. That's the focus. And then once I get to the finish line, I'll reevaluate. But just to kind of level set, you know, it is a year of travel, but this is very bare bones travel where, you know, I'm eating bananas on the street, drinking coffees, not necessarily glamorous digs that I'm staying in.
Yeah. And you know what? You got to be aware of, I guess, your intake, because you're running. So you're burning a lot of calories and you need the proper food. I want you to tell us about that satellite communicator that you're wearing to stay in touch with your family, because some of the places you run to will be dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely. So I wear a little satellite communicator on my chest. Kind of looks like an old school clunky cell phone, and it emits a signal every 2 minutes. So my family knows where I am. They have access to a portal. And it also has an SOS button to an international emergency response team that I can click, should I be kidnapped or injured. So obviously I'm out in the world. The law of averages means that I'm exposed, and I just try and take as many precautions as possible and be very aware of my surroundings.
Mississauga Marathon man Ben Popjoy is on a run around the world to break the Guinness record for most marathons in a year. He wants to hit 240 marathons. Stay safe and take it all in, Ben. Definitely a life-changing experience.
Thanks for having me, Sam and Jane.